Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is Total Information AM on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. I'm Scott Jagow, joined now by Margaret Brennan, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. Good morning, Margaret. Obviously, the top story on everyone's minds right now is the wildfires in Los Angeles. From a nation's capital perspective, what can you tell us?
From the nation's capital, we are already wondering whether the existing emergency funding that was just passed weeks ago to help with the hurricane disasters in North Carolina and the bridge disaster in Maryland, is there enough in the federal government's coffers to also take on whatever the ultimate cost is to help out the state of California and residents there who are in the midst of a rolling disaster with these winds and flames continuing to spread. So that's part of the question mark here. We already have President-elect Donald Trump blaming the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, a very prominent Democrat, for the disaster itself. So perhaps indicating that when he is sworn in a matter of weeks, that the federal funds might not be there. That's unclear. We can talk about all of this with lawmakers, including Republican Senator John Barrasso, who's very high up in Senate leadership, and Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona.
And this is all happening as we're about a week away from the inauguration of the second term of Donald Trump. What are some things we might hear or see leading up to that?
Well, for the second term of Donald Trump, we expect a shock and awe slew of executive orders on day one. Leading up to that, you're going to see a lot of reporting around how difficult it's going to be to get the Republican Party to completely fall in line, given the fractures they have and the slim majorities they have, though they have majorities in the House and the Senate, to greenlight all the appointees to perhaps cobble together what could be two, or it might just be one massive bill that would fund all of the top priorities Donald Trump has said he will deliver on in the first 100 days when it comes to energy and border security and defense and tax reform. This is a big list of asks, and so it's going to become, you know, the art of the possible with the infighting within Republicans. So there's a lot of speculation ahead of his swearing in as to whether the new leadership in the Senate and in the House can actually deliver on the campaign promises.
What else might be on your plate for us the show this weekend?
We'll be tracking the rolling disaster in California, of course, but we're going to be talking about what's about to come. We have, as I mentioned, a top Republican leader, John Barrasso. We also have former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, to talk to him about why he says immigration is actually a really good thing for America, taking a different approach than some of his party colleagues on this issue. But we'll talk to him about the specifics in the documentary he has coming out. Mark Kelly, the Arizona senator who sits on the Intelligence Committee as well, will talk to us.
CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday morning. Margaret Brennan, thank you for your time as always.
Thank you.